Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Well, hello there. Hello again. Welcome to Verbal Shenanigans. You obviously know that because you clicked on the link or you pressed play. But welcome. It's fun to be back yet again.
Here we are.
Michael
together again.
Together on the podcast in my office. Yes, but it's been a great 2 weeks here for the podcast. Huge 2 weeks.
Yeah, man.
Numbers have gone up exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers have doubled. I don't know if it's because of social media. Maybe it's our amazing content. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Some of the guests we've had on. But we just came off of two professional athletes, both very different sports. But we just had Erin McManus. Mm-hmm. Or we should call her the plumber.
Yeah.
Refer to the plumber. So the hangover.
Comeback kid ain't worth it anymore.
The hangover and pie and mash are here to drop some sweet audio on your ear holes.
Ooh, baby.
And then we had, it was a super pleasure, Marcelo Balboa. That was freaking awesome, man.
Yeah, I can't wait till he plays for my IT soccer team, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm sure, I know he's not joking about that.
No, I'm sure he'll take time out of his schedule.
You think I have to sign to a contract
to play
or
with
something?
You and Jutender Patel at the local cricket field. But yes, things have been going very well, numbers-wise. We've been really cranking up this social media. In fact, you've gone on a bit of a, how do we say this?
Overboard?
Rampage, maybe? Mm. Twitter rampage? After the 50th episode, I think you lost your mind.
No, I mean, I was excited. It was a great episode. And, you know, I said to myself, I'm just going to go for it, man. I don't care what anybody thinks. And believe me, there's going to be a lot of people thinking.
Yes, if you go on our Twitter and just look back to that night, I believe you tweeted Entenmann's.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, because we had that lovely banana loaf cake to celebrate our 50th episode.
Yeah. You tweeted Dollar Tree.
Well, I mean, we still have that lovely balloon.
We do.
Flying up there. Well, we had the
noisemakers. All your stuff is in that drawer that you're right next to. So just in case you ever want to grab it or read the Chicken Soup for the Dog Lover's Soul book that you bought,
mm-hmm.
It's all there. You tweeted Dollar Tree. You tweeted Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. We when we talked about how you planted your ass into the wall, it was as big as Kim Kardashian. So I tweeted her. I wanted to gradually bring her into the group. I said, you know, hi Kim, big
love
fan.
Your work.
Love your- And we mentioned you on the podcast, and mm-hmm. you know, who knows, she might. Favorite it. We might have him, her, and
Bruce on.
Yeah.
Actually, or Caitlin.
Caitlin, yes. You
know, yes. Yeah. Everybody's up in arms about that. I don't, you know, like my whole thing is I don't care. I just don't care. You know, it's like that's what the guy wants. To me, this is all a big reach for publicity.
Yeah.
That family is just publicity whores, every single last one of them.
And it all started with OJ killing two people, allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly,
yeah.
The glove didn't fit.
Mm-hmm. But it's just almost sad, and it's just you know, offshoot off of offshoot TV series. It's like, oh, the Kardashians are over. Well, wait, we have to keep with Kim and her less popular sister. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bruce is getting a sex change. We can't miss that. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, like, the gardener's going to be on E.
Yeah, I am.
Things are crazy when you pick flowers at the Cardassians.
Did you see what Jon Stewart said? I thought that was brilliant about the whole thing.
I think because I remember somebody saying a quote. Well, I was going to bring it up, but I wasn't sure it was Jon Stewart.
Hold on a second. Now, let me load it up. But I thought he had a brilliant take on this whole thing. Like, oh, now you're a woman. You know, everybody's all about, like, you know, how great she looks all of a sudden. So as soon as mm-hmm. she's a woman, all of a sudden it's about the looks. That's all people talk about. So he had a – I think I have it here. I think. Right advertisement. But
yes, Verbal Shenanigans brought to you by Verizon.
Yes.
Verizon, the cell phone company that your family needs.
Yeah. I think Jon Stewart took a great take on it. He hit it from a different angle that I didn't even think about, you know, or his team or whatever.
I'm going to miss him when he goes off the air.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him. I don't know if we talked about it on here or just we were having the conversation. I was actually a fan of Craig Kilborn, too. And
yeah.
Which seems like, that seems like light years ago.
Nobody remembers but that.
Let's take a listen to this.
We're talking about ISIS there. In the first act there, we're talking about ISIS there. And I guess there's really nothing else anybody's really talking about on every channel in the known universe.
The world is getting to know Caitlyn Jenner this morning.
Caitlyn Jenner stepping out for the first time.
Call me Caitlyn. CNBC News Update. Call her Caitlyn.
Story of the day. Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner made her debut.
Bruce Jenner dio a conocer a Caitlyn Jenner.
Pretty sure that news anchor just asked if Caitlyn Jenner knows where the library is. my Spanish isn't great. You know, this is tremendous. And you know, it's especially brave of Caitlyn Jenner to do this publicly because we all know the media. They're awful. And now we're going to have to listen to a lot of people saying awful things about this.
A brave Olympian transformed.
It's really quite, what I think, inspiring.
It's very inspirational.
I think he's courageous.
It sends a message to the world that this is who I am.
I think it's a really healthy thing to talk about.
It marks an important mm-hmm. cultural milestone.
Look at the big moment for
see, all those other transgenders didn't have a message.
No, or money.
No.
Oh, that was... that was actually great. I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously, some people were dicks, but, you know, today we're not going to let them ruin it. Because it's really heartening to see that everyone is willing to not only accept Caitlyn Jenner as a woman, but to waste no time in treating her like a woman.
All I can say is, wow.
So sexy, it hurts. I got a couple emails from some friends yesterday saying, I'm a little jealous. She looks better than I do.
She looks like a movie star.
She looks like Rita Hayworth. So glamorous. She is stunning.
She looks beautiful.
Wow. She looks amazing.
Look at that. That is mm-hmm. awesome.
Yes. That's all your women looks.
Like, yeah, sexy boobs.
I mean, I was like, my brain was like, this is a great milestone for the transgender community, but my penis was all like, Teddy.
But I won't play the whole clip, but I thought it was an interesting take. Like, oh, now that you're a woman, you just basically get objectified, and now you're just a, how do you look, 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 and I don't know. I guess that's probably what they want anyway.
Bravery only matters if you're fucking sexy.
Yeah,
that's the motto of today's story.
Apparently she, or he, or whatever you want to call him.
Shim.
Apparently, like, there's that Arthur Ashe, like, Peace Prize or something, or it's like for
ESPN,
courage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently the guy who was in second place was like a Marine who got his arms and legs blown off and now runs like 50 mile marathons and all that. But Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been seeing some articles that saying that's just like a fake story that the guy come in second. But I mean, they're just glorifying it just because, you know, look at this guy. Look at this.
I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever.
I mean, it's just so sad. Everybody has a one-up. I mean, it's a funny thing. It's great that, you know, Bruce came to realization what he wanted in his life, turned to a transgender, changed into a woman. Everybody's
did he get the dong cut off yet?
No, I think she's in the process. It's like a year process where, like...
Yeah, I don't have a year.
Well, I got a guy in the back alley. He can take care of that for you.
3 weeks. Take this penicillin.
That'll be the greatest promotional. You can't wait to be a woman? No problem. Come down to Sam's Transgenders. We got penises. We got vaginas. We can combine the two.
We got bulk penises for sale. But I don't know. The whole thing's overblown. I actually don't even want to spend too much time on it. But, you know. It's just, I don't know. This is just what, it'll dominate the media now. He'll get his new show probably, and that'll go.
Well, that's already, they already sent, put the trailer out there for his show. So, yeah, somebody brought up the point. It's like, kind of when they were talking about looks, it's like, okay, so Bruce Jenner is brave because now he's a good, decent looking woman. How about all the transgenders who don't have a ton of money, who look busted up, for lack of a better term? You know, can't get the full, you know, implants and nice makeup and all that fun stuff.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like.
But they're not brave. It's Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. To me, it's just attention-seeking family. You know, like, that's, if he did it in his own privacy and, like, came out years later and, like, people found out instead of, like, these big release and photos and interview. It's all, his marketing team's all got that laid out exactly what's going to happen. But I don't know.
I'm but sure anyway, there'll be something, some part of the show where like he goes somewhere and some guy yells it and he's like crying. They don't understand.
And,
they
that, don't know and then when this fad dies down, he'd be like, I'm turning back into a man.
I'm going for the gold, baby. Take that, Russians.
Bruce Jenner coming back as a man to compete in the Olympics again.
Oh, that'd be the greatest movie of all time.
I might watch.
I would go there.
So what got us on this was your tweet rampage. Got a little new segment here on Verbal Shenanigans.
What is it?
It's called Bad for Business. Well, let's take a listen.
How's that involved with what I was doing?
Let's just take a listen.
Okay.
Well, that was my awful comedy stuff. Hold on.
Let's relive that. That is bad for business.
Right there.
Let's
check it out. Here we go.
All right. All
right. Here we go. This is Verbal Shenanigans, Bad for Business. Tweets, advertising, and things said that shouldn't have been. On March 16th, 2015... an eager Micah Berlew jumped onto Twitter to try to get guests on the podcast, reaching out to Capadonna, a known member of Wu-Tang. In an attempt to get him on the show, Michael Berlew tweeted, "Hey Cap, big supporter of the Klan."
See, big supporter of the Klan.
And that is Verbal Shenanigans, bad for business.
Scott, you don't understand. I'm only allowed a certain amount of letters on Twitter, and I couldn't fit Wu-Tang on there. You know, I had to do hashtag comedy, so I had to get rid of something.
You got a couple little slip-ups there. The first one, hey, Capadonna, big supporter of the Klan. Like,
yeah, I give money to charity. What can I tell you?
The Klan, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that, like, I was thinking, like, yeah, some African-American guy probably barely reads the tweets that come in, and then he sees, yeah, big supporter of the Klan, asshole.
I want to make it up to him. I was tweeting him about the Phillies last night. I told him how Cole Hamill struck out three guys. I go, hey, Kappa, KKK.
Yes, yes. I'm sure that
I haven't got a reply back. I'm hoping he favorites the tweet.
Now, you had another interesting experience with our African-American brethren once about maybe mislabeling them.
How so?
So one time you did a comedy show down in Atlantic City. And why don't you tell the story maybe?
Yeah. I did kind of a show in Atlantic City. It kind of worked out. It's pretty south for me, but it worked out where I could drive over to my cousin, stay over there, and there's work closer to there. So. It worked out. So I go down there on a Wednesday night. Rudy Reel did the show. And it was in a bar. It was all right. Not a lot of people there.
you know, had to work standing and stuff, right?
Yeah. So, and then there were a few comedians that I recognize.
Right. Did you really recognize him?
Well, Dennis Ross was there, and Molly Spadoodle was there.
Spadoodle?
Yeah.
Not Spadoodle.
No. That's Pig told me the last name.
Hashtag
hey, Spadoodle.
Hashtag Spadoodle.
So I see a gentleman there who I've seen before on at open mics and so forth, and I'm like, I know this guy.
J-Lat.
What's that?
J-Lat, right?
J-Lat? No.
Yeah, Taji.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, J-Lat, that's his comedian name.
Oh, okay. And so I've seen him before, and I'm like, I know this guy, and I was trying to think of the name. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I forgot the name. I actually chatted him for a bit. You know, how's things going, blah, 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 back and forth, the usual comedian thing. And I go on Facebook. I'm like, all right, I'm going to say I'm at a show, you know, advertise. I'm doing a show. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here with Molly. I'm here with Dennis. And I put down there George Jenkins Jr.
Who happens to be a different African-American comedian.
So, like, I do it earlier in the show, and Chill's going a long, long night. And then there's only about two comedians left, and Rudy goes up there. All right, coming to the stage right now, funny guy. Give it up for Taji Howard. And there was like a moment when I see him walking up there. I'm like, wait. that's not what I told the Facebook world.
Nope.
So as I'm sitting there, I'm kind of embarrassed. I do the smartest thing on earth. I text you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, this is what happened. Is this like racist or something? And you're like, no, that's awesome. Berlew's Week of Discovery.
Berlew's African American Communication. But yes, both those
and
stories.
And nobody took wind of it. Like, George never even
He probably
said
liked
a
it.
Word.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. Free advertise. And you and I did Starlight one night, and it was funny. It was in the parking lot, and we were just chatting away. It was like Annie Weiss, a few other comedians there, and Taji was there, and he looked at he's like, I know your name. I keep on forgetting your name. And I told him the full story, and he just laughed his ass off. So
you were like, yeah, Scott Brennan. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite stories. Yeah,
thank you.
George Jenkins Jr. No, not so much.
Strike two for the Burles.
I guess comedy-wise, first, I did the Oak Barrel last night. And,
okay.
Great show. It was a good time seeing everybody. And actually, coming on our show in the next week or so is going to be KP Burke and Ritu. They're both going to come on. And the reason I want them both on, KP's been on, and he was a great third mic, you know, fun to have on.
Great guy.
And because the two of them just, like, rip each other apart. So I was in, like, a group text with them. And basically, it went from insulting each other to all of a sudden KP Burke sending first a picture of a squirter. I was like, oh, nice.
Like the squirter thing for the turkey?
Yeah, like a baster.
Moist?
Yeah, a baster.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And then he sends a picture of him naked with a purse in front of his penis. It was horrifying. And I was at school, like, checking the message. I'm like, oh, shit. What is that?
Mr. Brennan, what's that on your phone?
Well, it's a comedian friend, Timmy.
But speaking of work.
Now, was that a new picture, or did he specifically pose just to get back at Ritu?
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
So, hold on.
Is there any way we could put a picture?
I told him I was going to make it a new podcast logo.
Yeah.
It's pretty horrifying.
Son of a gun. That is a picture of a naked man with a purse in front of his penis.
Now, I don't lie to the audience. I don't lie to
you. Well, that's why you have me here to confirm. Audience, we are a truthful show. We don't hold anything back. And that was a naked man with a purse in front of his penis.
Yes. So I was at work this week, and I'm walking down the hallway. And I noticed there's some, like, panic, like, in the hallway. And all of a sudden, I hear the nurse seem like, oh, can you help? So I run in, and one of the women I work with is assed out in a chair, drooling on herself, like the color of a sheet, completely white. And, you know, the our nurse is, like, very small. She's, like, probably, like, 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I need help. I need help. And now I have a background in, like, first aid and CPR and lifeguarding and all that shit. So I'm like, okay, I've been around a bunch of things before. And it was crazy, man. So I had to, like, pick her up out of the chair and lay her on the ground on a bunch of pillows, you know. And I thought she had a heart attack or a stroke or something, because she was out cold, like barely breathing. So as I pick her up and I go to lay her down, she had actually pissed herself.
Hmm.
So as I lifted her up, I got piss all over my right leg and my shoe.
Was that the squirter photo that KP sent?
No, different squirter.
Oh, okay. Continue.
So, yeah, eventually everything was, you know, okay for the most part. She had some health problems, but we got water on her head and everything, and she came back too, and, like, just really low blood sugar and all that. She's got other things going on.
Does she have diabetes?
Diabetes. Or? I think she might have MS a little bit. So a lot of, like, medication probably interrupting at the end. She's had this happen, like, twice before. But it was a little crazy. Like, the one woman, she don't know anything. She's like, do CPR! Because we couldn't get her pulse right away. I'm like, that's not really how it works. You don't just start CPR. Like, you can kill someone if you do.
I stubbed my toe.
Do CPR! Yeah. But it was pretty crazy. I mean, the piss on the shoe sucked, and the piss on me kind of sucked. My principal was like,
didn't fulfill fantasy.
No, I'm not into the water sports. Not into them.
All right, continue.
Yeah. So that was a pretty crazy experience. It was kind of scary, you know. Like, but, like, people. How are you in, like, emergency situations? Are you calm? Or are you, like, a freak out kind of person? I'm very calm. I've noticed very calm.
Like, works. I mean, I basically only had, like, really, like, work emergencies, and it just depends. My thing with, like, work, when there's an emergency, it's kind of like, all right, somebody go be the talker. I'll tell you everything that's going on. Let me go handle this.
Right.
Because there's nothing worse when you got to handle something and they insist, no, you come on the line. You have to give us updates. What's going on? What's happening? We need to be up. I told the client. The client wants to be up. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? That's why I'm always like, all right. I'm either doing the work or I'm on the phone. Because I can do either. I can talk down people. This is where we're at. I understand the situation. We're doing it as fast as we can. We got everything documented, blah, 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 blah. I can't think of anything where I've been
medical? You've never been around, like, a medical emergency ever? Or?
No, nothing really. I'm trying to think. I mean, I've been through a couple of deaths, but, I mean, that's a totally different thing. I mean, being around a dead person kind of freaks me out. It's nothing I want to be around. Like, I had an ex-girlfriend, sadly, her mom, sweet, lovely woman. She was actually very famous in New Jersey, very good with art and quilting. She made a quilt for 9/11 that was, like, hung in museums. And she passed away. She had something in her brain, like a growth. It had some kind of, like, it was like a bubble. It was some kind of growth which was pressing against her brain, and unfortunately it was an inoperable thing, and it was very sad because she was kind of losing herself. But
totally.
I remember, sadly, she passed away, and, you know, my girlfriend asked me to come over to the house, and, you know, we're sitting in the living room with her mom, who passed away, and, you know, we're waiting for the ambulance. And
I was there when my grandma died, like, in the house too. It was those were, like, the most awkward hour or half hour or whatever it was, like, when that in between, like, okay, she had passed, now it's this weird stage, like, what happens now, what happens next? Yeah. And you're waiting for the coroner and all that stuff.
Yeah. And she said, you know, my girlfriend at the time, she's like, you know, if you want to kiss her goodbye, you know, you can do it. And I'm not trying to make a joke about this, but at the same time, it's kind of like, it was like a weird thing where it's like, I don't want to kind of do it. And she's kind of saying, no, go ahead. So I'm being a good boyfriend and doing it. And, you know, Dottie, rest in peace. You were a lovely, wonderful woman. And I, even somewhat joking about that. A great woman, but it was just one of those.
Not a good kisser either. Then
no.
Yeah, I know. It, you know, it's like one of those things. Like you almost have to make like light of the situation. Like I remember when we were just trying to like talk normally and like, you know, because it's just awkward. It's awkward when there's a dead body. I mean, that's what's weird about like wakes. Even like, you know, like I've been to 1,000 wakes before, and like they don't really bother me at all. But it's like if you ever think about what it is, it's just a bunch of people talking around a dead body in the room. It's kind of crazy, you know. Like it's a weird thing.
Doesn't like the Russian heritage, like some of them, they would like keep the body in the house for like a couple of days before burying it. Maybe. It was some culture. I know that it's just, you know, I'm not sitting here like, oh my God, it's going to come back as a zombie, but it's still like, ugh.
Yeah, wakes don't bother me, but like I said, if you ever take the time to like think about like what that actually, like I've had like fun at wakes, which sounds weird, but like where you see people you haven't seen in so long, like family, and yeah. You're like, oh, hey, how are you?
I mean, that's pretty good actually, because that's, you know, gets you through the whole process.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like the old mentality of the Irish wake, like, you know, where like basically they would have them in the houses in Ireland and like just throw a party basically and like have drinks and stuff. Like, to me, like the funeral homes are just such a like a ripoff, one, and two, like it's just so serious and so like it should be. I don't know. I love that celebration idea of someone's life rather than the, you know, like, you know, everyone has their time to grieve, and usually your grieving goes in your independent. Like, yeah, you cry or this and that, but like when people come around, then you usually just start talking and you make small talk and they try to get you through it. But all the real grieving to me is always after everything's over, when you're alone, when you know, you kind of do your own thing. Like, that's when you really start to grieve and recover. And the wakes and stuff like that, they are so draining, man. Like 4 hours or two sessions of like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It becomes a lot, you know. It becomes a lot for the family. And I was just talking to Joe Fernandez. His father recently passed away. And you know, he was talking to me about like the absurd, like how crazy they had his dad cremated, and but they wanted to do, they were like, oh, it's a ceremony, you know, like some kind of ceremony. And they're like, oh, you know, so they're like he was telling a story on his podcast, the Now What podcast, which is a very good podcast. He was telling a story that, like, you know, him and his brother, they had to take care of everything, and they had to, like, basically, he was going to be cremated, but they wanted to lay him out for it. So they're like, oh, you know, we don't want to spend a lot of money on a casket. They're like, oh, we have a rental casket. Like, oh, okay. Like, they're like, oh, it's like $1,400. Like, for a rental casket? And then he was talking about all the things they get you on. And it, in the end, it is a business, because they got you when you're grieving, when you have no choice, when you're just, you're not thinking clearly and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and he's like, do you want someone to come say something? Like, yeah, I guess. And it was like $250 for the priest to come down. Like, he has a funny joke he's been working on lately. He's like, $250? The guy did 10 minutes. He's like, none of it was original material. He's like, it's a guy headline. I get $100 sometime. But his new material is really funny about that stuff. But
yeah, me, I want to go like the movie Big Lebowski. Just cremate me, put me in a goddamn coffee can, send me somewhere fun. Go to Citizens Bank Park. Go to the beach. Go to the Six Flags.
What about like a Viking burial? That's pretty cool. Send me out on a ship, Berlo. Fucking shoot the. the lake is right down the street. I have a canoe, but shoot an arrow.
Your cat was pretty old anyway.
light that ship up and let me go, man. The best is that Always Sunny episode, Danny Vito. I don't care what you do to my body. Throw me in the trash. Whatever, you know, like, you do weird things to me. I don't care. Louis C.K. does a bit on that too.
Did I tell you how I saw a dead body when it was in India?
But tell the listeners.
Yeah, well, I was over in India for work, and my guys were taking me to different places, and they were taking me to a river where they had this big Buddha statue in the middle of the, I think it was either a river or the Indian Ocean.
It wasn't like the Ganges River, was it?
Ganges River.
Oh, yeah, that's like known for bodies and just feces, and it's pretty terrible.
Yeah, so, you know, we're driving over the bridge to go over there, and the driver's like, hey, do you want to take some shots? Because, you know, we're right across from it, some good stuff. I'm like, all right. Go out, you know, I'm out with the camera phone, taking some shots. Notice to the left of me, there's a ton of people just standing around, thinking nothing of it, maybe
now,
tourists.
Taking shots or taking photos?
Photo shots.
Oh, I tell you what, let's just go do some shots and stand by the Ganges.
So we're in the middle of the Ganges River, and we were fucked up.
That might be this episode's title, Shots on the Ganges.
So, like, one of the locals walked up to me. He just plats me on the arm, and he's like, you see that over there? And I look over, and I see, like, kind of like a, looks like a ball, like a brownish ball in the river. And he's like, I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's a dead body. I'm like, shut the hell up, you know.
So then the guy just wanted you to tell you? Like, hey, man.
I'm like, yeah, well, shut up, you know. I know it's a tourist joke thing or whatever. They're like, no, that's a dead body over there. I'm like, all right, shut up. So I start walking over there, ready for the big, ha-ha, we got you, American. And as I get closer and closer, I realize there's a flannel shirt on the beach ball. And sure enough, I get up close enough, and there's a dead body there. So I'm okay. And, like, the Indian police are in speedboats in the river, but they have, like, really small fisherman nets to try to get the body up. It's like you can't pick up like a 5 pound caddy with that net, but they're gonna pick up like a 100-some pound Indian guy. And I get back in the van, and I'm not shaking up, but I'm kind of like, what the hell?
What the hell did I just see?
And I just turned to my guys, and they're like, yeah, when some Indian families don't have enough money for a funeral, they just wait till it's night and they just chuck the guy in the river. See, that would be awesome. Funeral for me.
Back into the environment.
Yeah. You guys have like a big freaking barbecue. You know, have a bunch of burgers, drink a lot, laugh your asses off, take a drive to the shore, and like just make bets on who could throw me the furthest.
All right. I got bets
we down?
On
me. All right.
I'm chucking you. You ever see that, it's like an urn or whatever, but, you grow into a tree. They put your ashes with a bunch of seed and stuff like that. So the urn is like biodegradable. You plant it in the ground and you become a tree.
You see the one which is an urn and a sex toy?
No.
Hand to God. I saw that like a month ago. It's like...
So you bang a dead...
I guess you really can't give up your husband.
Okay. To each his own.
Mm-hmm.
So you had something happen this week with firemen?
Yeah. It was an interesting story. I need you to determine if it's my usual bad luck in life or if I may be just an asshole in this situation.
Asshole. Done.
Okay. All right. Next story.
Go ahead.
We just taped the 50th and get back to the house. And if you remember that night, it was buckets coming down.
Real quick thing about the 50th, I was really wondering, like, because we did so many ridiculous, like, pictures and tweets, how many people you think really thought, like, we were like, this is such an accomplishment? Some people literally
think some people were really serious.
My sister-in-law was like, congrats on your milestone. I'm like, yes, my milestone of me sitting in the office by myself talking into a microphone. And then finding someone else who wants to sit by themselves in the microphone.
50 times being lonely. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. But, like, even, like, that's why, like, I made a post and I just, like, put a little comment, like, tongue-in-cheek, you know, like...
I tweeted tongue-in-cheek.
Ooh. Well, of course you did. I don't know what you didn't tweet. It's the real thing. But, big supporter of the Klan. But, I hope you listeners realize that was... Yeah, it was fun and it was... But getting everyone to call in, quote unquote, the whole thing was a mock celebration because it's not an accomplishment. Well, I mean, maybe an accomplishment per se. But anyway, thank you for listening because that is killing it right now and listen. So we really do appreciate that, and we will keep coming up with ideas for.
Should I get the horns out for 52?
Yeah, 52, man, 52. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
All right, so that night, horrible thunderstorms, bucket sweater coming down. I get back to the apartment complexes. I go up the hill. I see tons of like ambulances and fire trucks up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out later on the thunderstorms, it hit one of the apartments in the complex and it was caught on fire.
Hmm.
So I go up there. And
not yours, though.
No.
Good. Good.
No, I'd be living here if that was the case.
Well, I could use some help. So yeah. Anyway.
For free, right?
Well, yeah, naturally. Because this podcast is paying for it.
Audible.com. Yeah, So there was a fireman before the truck, probably a couple hundred feet from it. And he's like, oh, where
are
you going?
Was he cute?
I don't remember. He had his full gear on. I couldn't take out the text.
He was definitely cute. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
And he's like, where are you going? I'm like, well, my apartment's over there. He's like, all right, you can't put past the fire truck. So I had to like park in a parking lot, which is probably like, I would say anywhere from an eighth to a quarter mile from my apartment.
Right.
And I get out, I have like a flimsy collared shirt. I have my shorts on. I have my sandals on, and it just opened up and I'm just getting drenched and I'm walking up. And as I'm getting closer to the truck, three or four cars just pass it without even blinking an eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, I'm like, what the hell, man? I'm getting plastered. I'm going back to work tomorrow. The last thing I need to get is the flu.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back into my car. It looks like nobody cares. And I'm going to go pass and park in my parking lot. Get in the car. As I'm coming up to the truck and about to pass it, six firemen are like running up to go, I guess, get something from the truck. And as I'm passing them, they all are giving me the "you no good son of a bitch" look. They're giving me the "we're here trying to save this guy's apartment, and all you care about is getting to your house."
Mm-hmm.
And they just give me like the dirtiest freaking looks and all as I pass by, and I just keep on asking myself now. Is this the usual Michael Berlew life like to take a dump on me story? Or is this the Michael Berlew you might be an asshole story?
Hmm. Well, let's see.
Your thoughts.
So you passed the truck, mm-hmm. but four other people had gone through.
Correct. And nobody was around raising a fist.
I don't think you're dick. I don't think you're dick. You know what? Like, the other people are just as, you know, guilty as you. And, I mean, you're a dick normally, but...
But I'm a lovable dick.
Yeah.
I'm like a playful one, like the one that's behind the purse in KP's picture.
Ugh. It's gross. But, yeah, I don't think you're a dick. I mean, you were just trying to get to, just to your house.
Yeah. Scott, do you hear music?
But what were the firemen were cursing you off? Like,
they weren't cursing me out, but you could just, because, you know, if they take up most of the road, so you're going slow past them anyway, and there's other ambulances there. But as you're going like 5 to 10 miles an hour, you just turn over and you can just see their like, you son of a bitch kind of looks, you know, it's. Like, you don't give a crap about the fire department. So,
but did you feel like you were the only car that was being picked on? Like, the only person that got looks?
Probably, because, like I said, the other four, like, I was pretty much up to the truck where nobody was close to the truck as they were passing by.
Hmm.
What are your thoughts, Allie? Callback.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think you're a dick. I think it's good. Imagine it was actually raining men. Like, just dudes are falling from the sky.
John, I'm outside, man. The carnage is unbelievable.
Fucking
just
man.
Just falling from the skies, screaming like hell. I mean, that's a 40,000 feet drop.
This is a weird song, though. Tall, blonde, dark, and lean. Rough and tough and strong and mean. Mm-hmm. God bless Mother Nature. She's a single woman, too. She took off to heaven and she did what she had to do. Mm-hmm. She taught every angel and rearranged the sky, mm-hmm. so that each and every woman could find her perfect guy.
I'm getting the vibe. Hold on.
All right.
Get the periscope out.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, now
so I just have bad luck. That's the answer.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. We all do, man. We all have some bad luck. Now, when you got home, were you frustrated?
I wasn't frustrated. Were you wet? No, I was drenched from the first walk.
Now, when you were wet, mm-hmm. right? You probably took off your clothes, mm-hmm. put on something comfortable, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? Like usually calms me down.
What's that?
Reading.
Ooh.
But sometimes I don't have the books that I want to read.
That does seem to be a problem. I mean, who has a big library of paperback books?
You know, see how skillful this segue is?
Mm.
You know where I'm going with this?
No, I don't. I can't wait to find out.
Well, you know, like, sometimes I don't have the book, and I'm like, damn, I wish I had the actual book.
Yeah, what can you
do? But also, I'm like a guy who can't sit still, and I always got my earbuds in or music on, something in the background, a podcast.
It'd be great if somebody could read you the book that you want to read.
Yes, which is why if you go to audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans and get yourself a free audio book, the podcast can make a little bit of cashish. And also, you could check out over 150,000 titles, 150,000 books, Michael Burley. You couldn't listen to that in a lifetime.
That sounds like a bet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting today. But damn it, I died at 61.
But seriously, it is a cool website, and there are a lot of books to choose from. So even if you could sign up for the free trial, help the podcast out a little bit, see if you like audiobooks. I didn't know if I would like audiobooks. I tried a couple, and they're not bad. They're not bad at all. So there's that. Michael Burley, you're a single guy, right?
Yes, ladies.
You're a single guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you've been on a good amount of dates in your life, right?
Yeah,
good amount of dates. Now, as a single guy, you know, well, soon to be single guy. Anyway, what do you use to try to get dates? You do online dating, or you just kind of do anything?
Yeah,
not actively look for it.
Yeah, let it come to me.
Right. But, like, you had ever had any awkward dates in your life?
I've had a few.
Had a few? Like, do you have a specific story that might be awkward?
I mean, the one I usually do, I use in the stand-up, so I'm not sure I want to use it here, but...
Just tell the audience about the date.
Oh, the quick check you're talking
about?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I guess it wasn't even like...
This is setting up my bit.
I apologize.
Come on. Catch on, man.
I wasn't here at the production meeting. I'm sorry.
No, well, this
it was raining men. There was nothing I could do.
This is a private production meeting.
So, it wasn't technically a day. I was actually at work, and my boss at the time, she was a girl I was dating at the time. Basically, we were in a
quick
check.
Now, what department did you work in? What is she doing? Was like the hot sandwich girl?
We didn't work for Quick Check. We did the inventories for Quick Check. We worked for a company that does inventories.
See, I'm thinking like you're the coffee guy. She's like the sandwich girl. And you just keep passing by. And she's like, damn. Look at that man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, I did some inventory of some stuff. And I went in the back to give the girl my numbers. You know, we're chatting along, giving stuff, and she's like, you know, being a little playful with me, a little frisky with me, and, you know, we're kind of playing around, kind of grabbing some stuff of hers, and we're playing around, we're like, let's try to find something private, and
This is getting hot. This is getting hot. I'm half mashed right now.
Mm.
So, anyway, continue.
So, we couldn't find... Really, any place private. The only place we could find private was in the Quick Check freezer. Yes. Uh-huh. I remember it was the 70s. Quick Checks were crazy back then.
Yeah, okay.
And so we just go back there and just playing around, and I kind of made a motion, and she kind of gave me a little BJ in the freezer.
In the cold freezer,
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear more of that bit, come see Michael Burley.
Yeah.
But the point of this bit wasn't to make you tell your stand-up. But anyway, let's hear this out for a minute.
Oh, all
right. Barry White was awesome, man.
Was he a supporter of the Klan?
Maybe. Maybe. But You know what's funny? We were talking, which is another kind of bit I'm working on or whatever. But like, Quick Checks evolved over time. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And it used to be green and red and kind of shitty. Yeah. But it's evolved. It's kind of sleek now. Coffee's good. Sandwich Station is good. You know, convenience stores are good. 7-Eleven's evolved.
Yep.
7-Elevens have evolved. They're a little sleeker.
Wawa.
Wawa has all sorts of like things you can get. What the fuck is wrong with Krausers?
They just like to live back in the past.
They
you
do.
Know?
They do.
They're the throwback Thursdays of convenience stores.
They are. Okay. Sorry. Got a little off topic there. Mm. Okay. So, Michael Burlam, we're going to play a little game here. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. The name of the game is Move On or Carry On. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give you a scenario. You're on a date. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're on a date. Now, you have a choice to either move on, meaning you're going to separate yourself entirely.
Yeah.
Or carry on, you're going to stick with the date.
With the situation.
Okay, you're going to stick with the girl.
All right.
Okay, are you willing to play?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. So let's, okay, move on or carry on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Michael Burlow, I have four scenarios for you, okay?
Okay.
Since this is a brand new bit, I don't know if you want to choose or I should just go in order. What do you think?
I think it'd be more playful if I pick a number.
Okay.
I am going to go with number three.
Okay. Number three. All right. Here's your situation. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay. You've been on several dates with Melissa. Okay. Melissa is attractive. She's kind.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a killer rack.
Nice.
Okay, so you're into it already.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let me close my eyes, imagining.
All right.
Okay.
You guys get along wonderfully, and you're thinking, this may be the one. You're like, this is the one. Like, you're clicking. You're clicking. Things are in all cylinders.
Hmm.
So one night after dinner, she says, I'd like you to meet my father.
Okay.
You say, sure. No problem. No problem. Because you're a family man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She states, there's just one thing I want you to know about him.
Okay.
He happens to be the Grand Wizard of the local Ku Klux Klan. Do you move on or carry on? So he's a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, but you're really into this girl. Okay.
You know, off of the first parts,
tell me your thought process.
I'm not sure. Let's start with number one and Grayson. Capadonna is somewhere, you motherfucker.
I love this. Okay.
All right.
So again,
I guess
you're into now, you're into her.
Into her. No.
Melissa, that is.
I guess may I ask the judges a question. Do I know or not know if she is in fact like
you
her
don't
father?
Know. You have no idea. You've been on a few dates, you think she's the one. And you're boom man, so killer rack.
Mm-hmm. I think I stay just to see if she's like the guy.
Stays for another couple.
Yep.
So you try to wait her out.
Yeah.
See if she resents her father.
Yeah.
Okay. And what if like, you know, the dad is the coolest guy. He loves the Redskins. He loves watching football.
Well, obviously, the Grand Wizard would love the Redskins.
he cooks and everything. But this is this one thing. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would come down to if every time I go over there, hey, Mike, how's it going? You know why I hate blacks? Or if it's just, yeah, he kind of does it on the side. He doesn't bring his, quote, unquote, work home with him.
Okay, so you will carry on. So carry on or move on? You got to say
yeah, so I am going to carry on.
He will carry on. All right,
now,
Michael.
Lovely black women. I'm not a prejudiced person.
He's
so.
Not. Okay. Would you like scenario one, two, or four?
Let's go with number one.
A new bit on the show. We're trying it out. Okay.
I'm liking it so far. Yeah. It's making me think.
Scenario two. You're out to dinner with Lindsay.
Hmm.
You really like her.
Okay.
You really like her. She's into ethnic foods and loves to try all different restaurants.
Mm, like a pizza tour.
Yeah, but that's cool, right? Like, I like to eat different, like, ethnic foods. Chinese, yeah. Indian, Ethiopian, Vietnamese.
Never had Ethiopian.
It's good. Which is weird, because I never thought they had food, but...
it's all the stuff Sally Struthers sends them.
Okay, so the two of you go out for Indian food and really hit it off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mid-meal, you smell a foul odor and notice Lindsay grab her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You think nothing of it. The date ends, and you're very excited to see her again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, so far, so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Until later, that night, you check her Facebook status, and it reads, "Damn, just ripped one. Indian food wins again. Hashtag damn samosas." Do you move on?
No, I stay.
Or carry? You carry on.
Carry on. Carry Everybody on. Farts.
Everyone farts.
My mom was one of the worst farters in the world.
Now you're okay with her posting on social media how bad her fart was.
Yeah. She's got personality. What can I tell you?
You want to carry on, baby.
As long as it doesn't come to like the bedroom where it's like, hey, I want to tell you something.
Indian food wins again. Hashtag damn samosas. Okay. Carry on. Carry on. Michael Berlow, very forgiving man so far.
Yeah, I'm a laid back guy.
Ku Klux Klan dad. Yeah. Ku Klux Klan dad and...
Well, the girl's not Ku Klux Klan. The dad is.
You don't know yet. You don't know yet. You want to deal
That's
with that?
That's why I stick around. It's not a full commitment. It's not okay. Like, cool, I want to meet your dad. Hey, I'm going to show him the ring I'm going to give you.
Okay. All right. Scenario. What do you down to?
I'm not a pervert, ladies. Please. I have enough troubles as is. Please don't believe that.
Come on. This is good. Yeah. This is gold, right?
I'm having fun with it,
this
bro.
This is gold right here.
All
right.
Let's go for four.
Okay. Four. Four. Scenario number four. All right. Roxanne.
You don't have to put on the red
light. Roxanne is athletic,
but
gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
and looks like Sofia Vergara.
Who I like a lot.
You like a lot, mm-hmm. right? All right. You cannot stop thinking about just how beautiful she is.
Okay.
Can't stop. Mm. And it's cool because she sends you beautiful pictures, naughty messages, and she really gets you going.
Yeah.
Okay. You communicate mainly over text, but you assume she's just a bit shy.
Okay. This is getting interesting.
Finally, it's your big day. She agrees to meet you for a date. You meet her in Morristown, right in the town center. There she is, stunning. Looks exactly like the picture she sent you, right?
Okay.
She hugs you, and just her sensual touch entices you to no end. Yet, she doesn't talk any other words besides like yes and hi. Okay.
Okay.
But you're kind of quiet, too, so that's okay in your book.
That's true.
You walk for a little, and you suggest, let's grab something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You say you like Mexican. She nods yes and states, I love chipotle, especially their carne asada. Do you get guacamole on yours? Flustered, about to laugh, you pretend to reach down and tie your shoe to hide your face. All of a sudden you hear, oh, those are nice shoes. I love Adidas. Do you move on or carry on? The girl obviously has a very terrible speech impediment and can't pronounce anything.
So it's a speech impediment thing. It's not that she's stupid.
Well, she could be stupid too, but she loves chipotle, carne and seda, and guacamole. Mm. And she says you have nice Adidas on your feet.
This is intriguing. This
no, one. Man. Is it your first date? Keep in mind.
Hey, first date, you go for two just to see what it is. Worst case, if she's stupid, you just give her anal and leave.
So you're staying?
Why not? It's Sofia Vergara, for God's sakes.
She looks like her.
Yeah.
So Michael Berlow, three for three.
Yeah.
Staying. All right, Michael Berlow, how you liking this game so far?
It's intriguing. I'm a man whore, apparently.
Yeah. It's a little out there. I know. It's a little out there, but it's fun.
All right. Let's see.
All right. Last one.
The deuce.
All right. Scenario number.
So if you want me, I'll go back.
All right. Ellen is hot.
Okay.
She's hot. She's sexy. Mm-hmm. She's funny and quirky.
Okay.
You're on your fourth date.
Fourth.
You guys are out at an amazing, amazing seafood restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She orders the tuna. She then says, my family would love this. We're big fish eaters. Okay. And you say, oh, yeah? Really? Making conversation, you ask about her family. She says, yeah, I have a large family. 11 brothers and sisters, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You say, wow, you're a family guy, so you actually think this is cool. I'd love to meet them, you say. So after you pay the bill, she encourages you to head over to her place.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you oblige, of course.
Yeah. Fourth date.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, it should have been the third date, but you take it.
So as you pull up to her house, she says, oh, awesome, my family's home.
Okay.
I see my brother in the window. Come say hi.
Mm-hmm.
You say, sure thing. As you open the front door, you look up at the wall and notice a portrait of Ellen and 11 cats hanging above the fireplace. You look to the right and 11 cats are wide-eyed, meowing and looking right at you. And she says, meet my family. Move on or carry on.
Move on.
Move on! Yeah. Why?
That's just, when you declare it family. It's one thing to go, yeah, I'm a cat person. I got 11 cats. They're my family. When you declare that's my brother, there's a step there where it's like, all right, it's pure almost desperation. And she's probably so desperate for like human contact. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it might be over grabbing, you know?
So you just vacate and get the hell out of there.
I don't mind a couple cats.
11.
Not 11.
11 cats, and she referred to them as my 11 brothers and sisters.
I'm afraid she is the one that I can't.
And that, my friends, is move on or carry on.
Mm.
New bit here on Verbal Shenanigans.
So I like Klansmen, farters, and stupid girls.
Yeah.
Women, please apply at TheBurrells 721 on Twitter.
Ah, oh, that was fun. That was fun.
That was quite cute.
What'd you think about that?
I enjoyed that.
What'd you think about? I think that can make a reappearance in different ways. And I got some more ideas and put you in different scenarios. Mm-hmm. But I'm amazed that you stayed with the Klansman's daughter.
To find out if she is like the father.
So it's more of an experiment than the actual interest.
I mean, I've dated girls with like stark Republican fathers, mm-hmm. and this and that. I mean, there's nobody's going to have a complete belief system in the entire family that's the same. So mm-hmm. it's one of those. And now, again, it's like if I go into the house, it's like, white power. It's like, all right, this may not work.
Right. But you would take the girl who loves chipotle.
Yeah.
For a burrito.
I mean, you just said first date. I got to see number two at least.
All right. Plus, she's hot.
Yeah. So watch Modern Family. The double D's, man. Come on. They're just flopping out there, and they're great.
Oh, God.
Hell, she could barely speak English.
There you go. So maybe it's like a fantasy come true.
It actually worked out, that scenario.
Well, anything you got, Berlew? Anything you got?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else on the horizon. I don't know if Rudy's friend from the Cosby Show called in. We might have had a couple minutes.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a guest tonight. No big deal. So we just game.
We just go along
shot
with
the
it.
Shit.
I guess I can go with all the racist stuff. I will come out with another story for you. Did I ever tell you the first time I ever met a black person?
No.
So my dad, I'm in the grocery store. I'm a 4-year-old kid. My dad is pushing me in the cart, and I guess for the first time in my life, I see a black kid.
Hmm.
And all I could do is, in my normal, very low volume voice, go, "Daddy, why does that person chocolate?"
Mm.
And he's like, "Shut up, shut up." And he's like pushing the cart faster. And I'm just like, "No, no, I'm serious. Why is that person chocolate?"
My buddy Alex has been on before. His mom tells a similar story. He went up to a black person in a food store and tried to wash them because he thought they were dirty. Yeah. But I think that brings us to the end here.
We might lose a couple people on this one.
No. It's just being kids. And
black people and firemen will never listen again.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, a lot of things going on for the podcast. I'll try to get them all in. Episode 2 of Waking Obi should be coming out this week.
Ooh.
So if you look up Waking Obi on YouTube, we did pretty good. We got like 500-something views on the first one. So that's again a little goofy web series on me trying to wake my dog up. The second thing is there's a couple things they're trying to do. We found this site called Podcast Slam. Mm-hmm. You text me it during the day, and apparently they have a podcast of the month, and it goes by votes.
Mm-hmm.
So we would love our listeners to. All you literally have to do is enter your email and then confirm your vote. So if we could win that, we get featured on that, and it would really help us and keep the listenership going.
Yeah.
We have a lot of guests coming on. And
to our podcaster friends, if you want us to help you out the following month,
right,
we'll be more than welcome to.
Absolutely. But as long as we win that month, because apparently you could keep entering until you win. And then you can't win for 12 months after that. But we want to win, man. Yeah. We want to win.
The shenanigans must be heard.
Yes. Third thing is, I know it's a little far off, but August 30th, again, is the Verbal Shenanigans Comedy Show, night number 3, with Mike Gaffney and Rich and Joe, Joe Carney, Rich McDonald, Dumb Kids in the Back, and Ritu Chandra. So it should be a hell of a show. What else we got? We got our Twitter's been blowing up, so mm-hmm. if you want to follow that, we need more followers. And on Facebook. And it's Verbal Shenanigans, Facebook.com, Verbal Shenanigans, blah, blah, blah.
Instagram.
At VS Comedy. Instagram is just Verbal Shenanigans. And the last thing is the t-shirt sale I mentioned. All cylinders are moving on that. I'm just waiting for one file to come in from my buddy who designed the logo, the Supersonics-esque logo. And
I see there's still some hope in like building a stadium up there. Their biggest thing they're trying to do is make a stadium that's both hockey and basketball, because they're trying to get a hockey team up there.
That'd be cool. It's a great sports town.
Seattle's insane, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Sounders, man. I mean, they came out.
Seahawks.
Yeah, they made like MLS with like attendance when they started, and yeah, the Seahawks, their fans are insane.
Yep. And the Sonics fans were selling out, but the arena was so old, the owner just moved them.
Yep.
Got them out of there.
The Mariners exist.
The t-shirt sale, again, one more time. The plan is to take the price of the t-shirt, double it, and the profits, the double part, the other half. So you get yourself a t-shirt, mm-hmm. which is always cool because you can support us. But
we should send one to KP Burke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. More than a t-shirt, maybe a muumuu. But the other half will go to a really good cause that I've worked for before, done some work for. It's called the Naomi Cohen Foundation. It's called Artworks. And again, what they do is art shows, talent shows, basically kids who have suffered from traumatic illnesses, whether it's cancer or anything, where they're, you know, in hospitals for a long time, they come in and they do art with them, and they're able to display their art, and a lot of the kids come down. So in the idea here is that the show is kind of supporting the arts and supporting people who are passionate about their craft and whatnot. I think it goes hand in hand with kind of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So and their logo will be on the sleeve, okay, and then our logo will be on the front. So hopefully you guys will be interested in that. Keep listening. And one more thing. I know these announcements get a little long, but if you could just rate us on iTunes, And a couple of people have done it, and I don't know, the number's been jumping. Who knows if that's because of it, but I know it just helps cycle it into, like, good-rated podcasts and all these different sites. So you can help us out. Please do.
Yeah, comment to us, people. I mean, seriously, if you like some things, you don't like some things, let us know. I mean, that's the only way this place is going to get better.
Yes. So a lot of good guests coming up. We'll get into that next time. But it was nice to sit down and talk again and just see where it went. And life is funny, people. Laugh at it. And, of course, keep the wind at your damn back.
Love you, Sophia.